Now, Dame Shirley, because she's looking a bit ropey this morning, we had to call in, you know, some a professional lady to just in case she keels over. Good morning, Susan Revelle. How are you?
Good morning. I'm very good, thank you.
Now, you're from Revival First Aid Training.
Yeah, that's my own company, absolutely.
So how long have you been running the company?
4 years now, yeah. But I used to be a trained nurse. I'm a retired trained nurse, so brings a quality to it, really. And Dame, you look okay. You look good.
She looks all right, yeah. Apart from that cold sore, but she don't want to talk about it. Now, I was just saying off air that I've never been first aid trained, but I know that I ought to be. I'm not scared. I do want to do it. So what does it entail?
Different courses, but the basic course is a day, emergency first aid, and you do theory and practical. So, I mean, the aim of the course is that you learn how to do first aid and have confidence afterwards. Mm. You know, it's not just getting a certificate. It's really, learning how to do it.
Okay. So what are the basics? Because I know that, just say, for instance, if someone's choking on the back, you pull their tongue out, don't you? Or they pull it out of their mouth, or not pull it out of their mouth. They clear the airway. Is that's the technical term, isn't it? You clear the airway. Lay them on their side.
Okay, so there's two things there. One is if they're choking because they've eaten, you know, that something's got caught in a restaurant, something like that, then you can give them a very firm bang on the back, and there's another manoeuvre you can use as well to help them clear it. It's really getting it out of the lungs. But in that situation, if it doesn't clear, then they could go unconscious and potentially could die. And that's when you maybe be using your CPR skills. So,
I
think you're probably also thinking, if somebody's unconscious and they're lying on the ground and they're lying on their back, their tongue just sort of sits over the airway, and so they can't breathe. And so if you put them in a recovery position on their side, then you're saving their life, because then they can breathe.
It's something we all should have a basic knowledge of, and I would imagine in some cases a little bit of knowledge might just be dangerous, because you might do the right thing.
I'm trying to think of that one. I think, really, that there are very basic things that you can learn, like the recovery position,
right,
that you can't go wrong on, honestly. It's not that you've got to get them in exactly that position,
right,
but just the thought that if you get them on their side, then they're going to be able to breathe.
Okay, so just remember, you're dealing with an idiot. I don't know anything about this.
I'd
be worried about doing, you know, what if I do that? Because, like I say, you hear things like, just say, for instance, you see somebody that's just been knocked off their bike, they've got a crash helmet on, they say, don't ever remove the crash helmet, because if they've been bashed on the head, it might just sort of fall apart and whatever, and things like that.
Absolutely.
Other people might think, well, I need to get to his airwave, I need to get to it on his side or whatever, we need to have a look in his mouth, and you need to take the crash helmet off. So in that instance, you never take the crash helmet off.
You wouldn't take the crash helmet off, definitely not. But it could potentially be right to get the airway clear, because you could, within 4 minutes, if somebody's not able to breathe, the brain starts dying. So to have a priority of the airway would be important. But on the course, it's really, really clear afterwards. You know, you might afterwards you would know what are the priorities, what can I do. I think it gives people confidence. I think people kind of are hoping it's not going to happen to them. But once they've done the course, then there's a relaxing in it that they know. And it is, it's that first 10 minutes is very important. And you know whether to ring an ambulance or not. Mm. I mean, that's one of the things of the courses, and very practical too. DVDs, lots of different ways of helping you remember things.
You mentioned confidence, and I would imagine that plays a major part in, you know, knowing and being confident what to do in, you know, if you were put in that situation where you had to do something.
Yeah.
You know, and I've got to be honest with you, I hopefully wouldn't panic. We had to phone.
That's important, yeah.
We had to phone 999 about 2 years ago, and it was the first time I've ever had to do it. And it was a scary moment, you know. But we didn't panic. We just phoned 999. We had a conversation with the lady, and all of a sudden we've solved the issues. We've solved the problem.
But, brilliant. Yeah.
So
well done.
The course lasts for, you say, the basic training lasts about a day.
Yes, I do different courses because I'm HSE registered, so registered affiliated with medical life science. I can also do courses that are for work situations, so can do the 3-day, I can do paediatrics as well, but just this one day, it's really for anybody. Yeah, and literally giving people confidence. The aim of the course too is that people learn how to do it. So it's not, I say, it's not just getting a certificate. If people don't get it first time, then we just keep going until you do. Yeah, just you just have another go at the practical, and so yeah.
Do you know? I mean, I guess there must be a fun element to it to
ooh,
to
yes.
get over the because I'm just thinking now. Just
I can remember doing it giggling. Yes.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
The reason why I say this, and hope you don't mind me mentioning this, Dame Shirley, but just say for instance, Dame Shirley keeled over, and we had to give her a bit of a kiss of life.
And
exactly. So, is there something that we should have in the building that goes because there's something that goes into the mouth, isn't there?
Yeah, there are basic resuscitation shields, which are like a bit of plastic, with a little bit of gauze in it. But there's some which are like £3, a little bit extra, that's got a little bit of a plastic piece as well, yeah. which makes it easier. So
should companies have that? I mean, just say for instance,
yeah,
if you come around,
absolutely.
We should have that here on site.
Should there one
first
be in
aid
our first aid box?
Should be.
Right, okay.
Should
see,
be.
That should be checked now and then with the dates as well.
It should be regularly checked.
Don't get us into trouble, eh?
I'm sure you do.
Right, okay.
I'll do let's that later on, Ian. I'll check the dates.
Right, there's
everything.
Loads of... are you trained then, Dame Shirley?
Yeah.
I've got a... What's that? It's a sodium chloride. A steri jet?
Yeah, it's like salty water, which
yeah,
is
I bet there's lots of
good
stuff
for cleaning.
There's rubber gloves. Yeah. We'll give them to Shirley in a moment. there's a spider in there. There's a dead spider in there.
It's not on your contents list, I don't think, is it?
March 1998. I think this one's out of date. We do have another one. We
I'll,
do have a couple
I'll
of rounds.
I'll go through it later on.
I think we need to.
Yeah.
How many times do you go out and, you know, you have a look and you think, you know, you really ought to do better than this. You know, like us now. Do you have the right to tell us off? You know, say get this in
no,
place.
No, but
good.
You just naturally do, don't you? Once you know that it's not up to date, people
absolutely.
Do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's important. Yeah.
Is there a website that we can find out more details?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's www.revivalfirstaid.co.uk.
And
do you actually go into the workplace, then, Susan, and do it like a group?
Yes, I do that as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I reckon you'll be coming back here soon.
Yeah, great.
Give us some
and
advice.
I think it would be a good idea to get as many people that here work at the studio to come and do it in.
Okay, no, I think yeah. you're absolutely right. Mm. I think it's really, really vital.
And it's not serious, because if you're trying to put a big person over in the recovery position, it does make you laugh sometimes.
It does. We
you
do
know,
laugh.
It's not a serious
I think you learn better when you're laughing
yes,
as well.
Definitely.
I think you've got to,
yeah.
I think there's an element.
And there's a technique that you can do that very, very easily.
Yes, yes. When
some
you talk.
Very simple things that make a lot of difference.
Just so. I mean, it sounds like I'm having a bit of fun with it, but I think in some ways you've got to have a little bit of. But there is some seriousness in it as well.
Mm-hmm.
Just so, for instance, if I didn't know that, I mean, I don't know whether Dame Shirley's got false teeth or not, but that's one of the things you would check for. You would if they have false teeth or not, you had to put them in a recovery position. You'd look them out, wouldn't you?
No, don't need to.
You don't need
doesn't
to.
Doesn't make any difference.
Oh right, it
no.
don't. Yeah. Right, okay. So that's a myth.
Mm.
But you will clear up all of these myths if we went on the course.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, are you surprised by the amount of people that are not trained?
I don't know if I'm surprised. There is a lot of people. Mm. Often it's a cost thing, isn't it, I think, that people would like to. But, you know, my courses are very low cost. That's all on the website. But, yeah. I think my heart really is that people learn about first aid.
Yes.
Yeah.
How much would it cost? Just say, for instance, if we had to retrain Dame Shirley or me, how much would it cost us?
So it's £45 for the day.
That's not bad at all, is it?
For a group.
That is each, but if it's a group, then it can be £35 if it's a group each.
£35.
Okay, that's you know, that's when you think of £45... to at least try and save somebody's life. And you know,
considering that we do have school children in and sometimes special needs children in, I think it is essential.
But I don't want to terrify anybody. But you know, we are attached to the Riverside Centre, and there are people that are medically trained here. So you know, it's not a huge problem. But obviously, I think there's a necessity for at least one of us to be trained on site. But there is someone always here. So I don't want to panic anybody, Dame Shirley.
Yeah,
all right.
I'm not panicking. I mean, I'm not here every day, but I'd know how to deal with you.
Yeah, but I wouldn't want you coming at me with your cold sore.
Also, you never know, do you, in a restaurant or wherever, if you're going to be the person who's next to somebody that's choking, and you just have confidence to know what to do.
Well, it's a fascinating thing. It really is. The course is available, and you can have a look on the website. The website, again, is
www.revivalfirstaid.co.uk.
Okay. And
and you can book online as well.
And the contact details, phone number, is there a phone number you can give us?
Mm-hmm. It's 0791 999 4152.
We got the 999 in there. Was that deliberate?
No.
Okay. Hey, look, thanks very much for coming in. You really opened our eyes, and I dare say we'll be seeing you very soon, I would imagine.
Mm. Could I just say that I'm connected to the storeroom as well?
What's connected to the storeroom? It says here, and I think connected to the storeroom.
What does that mean? Yeah,
exactly.
I've got a lifeline. They're a charity that provides help for island people particularly, and they provide free courses for unemployed, and the training side, they actually sell furniture, that's how they make money, but the training side is really developing, and so I am part of that, and there are free courses, first aid courses there. It's a storeroom in Cowes for
what a great charity.
People that are unemployed.
What a great charity. Is there a website for them?
Just the storeroom.
Just the storeroom, www.storeroom.com, .co.uk.
Just look up the storeroom, like you find it easy,
All right, okay, I will. Thanks very much, Susan, for coming in.
Okay.
Nice to meet you.
Thank you very much.